Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
The full-time whistle goes, and that, what a dog of a football match. But Liverpool are the king dog of the yard. I felt like something would develop as I started talking there, but it never did. Yes, Burnley 0, Liverpool 1, Fabinho from a first half corner, the decisive goal in the game. I mean, Gav Redd in our Club Legend Discord chat with saying, that'll do.
Yeah. That'll do, mate. Like I say, it was a dog of a footy game. Let's do today's shows and then let's never speak of it ever again. Like,
yeah.
It was like one of those. Come the end of the season, wherever Liverpool lay in the league, you won't remember that time we won 1-0 at Burnley. And then next year we were like, what score did we get on against Burnley last year? And you'll kind of forget.
And we'll still remember Burnley being a hard place to go to.
And it was.
It was.
They dogged him, but like I say, like, just a bit of Jürgen's made up. I think he loves this type of game. I remember a while ago, we referenced the Clavan game a while, and he said that was one of his favourite games because just a bit of grit and determination and a little bit of bollocks as well.
Yep.
And Liverpool showed all that. Like, Liverpool were the better team, but I think the conditions were almost a bit of a leveller, which again can happen. But yeah, what this Liverpool side don't lack is fight and determination and hunger and willing to work and like do the dirty work and put your head in and put your foot in, like silky players, what you'd call silky players, like Keita, Thiago when he comes on, like you'd expect that from like Fabinho, Van Dijk, Matip, but like Bobby putting his foot in, you know, that harrying round the lad in midfield when it was Firmino, Thiago and Keita, like that kind of stuff where you just have to hook up by crook.
I wouldn't have thought this was a game for Keita, and I thought he handled it really well, to be honest. We had some super chats coming. If you want to get the stats ready, stay. Rabadam with 20 knocks. Do not operate heavy machinery after watching this. Yeah, it was a slightly tiring thing there. Welcome Julie Curtin, who's joined us as a first team member. You can access the members only live chat in the show that will immediately follow this on YouTube. That will be Liverpool fan reactions. We have got a super chat here from Carl Martin. Tough match, but the Reds will prevail. YNWA making good use of the emotes that members here on YouTube can use right there. Thank you so much, Carl. And Odin O'Brien, Martin Wankerson.
I've heard you call him a dickhead.
Wankinson is probably slightly better, but I appreciate the effort, mate. Thank you so much.
Yeah, nice one. Appreciate it.
Steve, you got the stats from the game for us?
Yeah, like I say, so in terms of, you mentioned possession before, 67% Liverpool had much more of the ball, 12 shots, 4 on target. Burnley had a lot of shots. They had 8 and 5 on target. Like, it wasn't. Alisson did have to make some saves as well. I think what this one's interesting, I don't know, it's the 7 offsides for them. Liverpool's high line did work.
Yep.
Like, as much as people say, you know, oh, it causes issues and it can be dangerous, like 7 times you got them, a lot of them would have been, it's those chances that
you're asking the ball to be perfect, Steve. That's
the timing of the run.
Exactly. You're asking them to have the perfect pass, and you're asking the centre forward to be faster than either our centre halves or our goalie, who are all the best in the world at what they do.
And then if you get it right and the ball's perfect and the run's perfect and you're in behind, you've still got to beat Alisson. Like, you know, it's like the gauntlet, isn't it? You've got to get 4 or 5 things spot on.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, 7 offsides for them. Interesting, if that we said it was a dog of a game, like one yellow card, and that was just in the first half. It wasn't
Jordan
like
Henderson, the only one.
Yep.
Tough game for the skipper, actually. We'll talk more about him and the individual performances on the instant match reaction later on. For those who don't know, we'll be streaming that live about an hour or so's time over on Redmen Plus on the RedmenTV.com. So if you want a bit more in-depth analysis, we'll be doing that. We've got the free shows before then, of course, on YouTube. I will be doing your reactions to this, and Steve will be doing player ratings after that as well. But yeah, it was. I will happily never think about this football match again at some point in the near future. Have you got the XG?
Yeah, I'm going to bring the XG. Like if you look at these big circles on the screen, for those who are watching along, like there are four big chances Liverpool had. Now, granted, one's Fabinho's that falls back to him, and I get that. Mm-hmm. But they're still, like, say Mane has a chance. That was that one.
The volley.
But two from Mane. We have Fabinho's on the side.
What if they're the two from the same?
Potentially will be, yeah. So let's see. So 29 minutes, yeah, he was. And then a few others as well, like half chance. Liverpool were good. We did create a bit. Say Nick Pope makes a couple of good saves. What I liked about it in general is that even when there was like a few minutes to go, sometimes you can think, oh, the barrage just come. Like Burnley didn't really create anything of note in that last, what, five, 10 minutes. We were worried, like, oh, we haven't got the goal. Their biggest chance came in the 28th minute, and it's one where Rodriguez is must have been smothered by Alisson. Other than that, their XG's time, there's nothing in them whatsoever. They didn't really have a sniff. They had a few half chances, but I thought game management wise, I thought how we handled from like 88 to the full time whistle, we created a couple of opportunities there, but we kept the ball, we slowed things down. One free kicks, one offside.
We kept
clever.
Them thinking. So you're right, we didn't rush it, we didn't force it, we weren't chasing 2-0 because there was no need to chase 2-0. So the amount of times we built up to a point and then went back to the goalie or went back to the centre halves, and or Thiago and Keita were just knocking the ball back and forth between one another, but we still actually then crafted opportunities when they arose, and that meant that Burnley couldn't get up ahead of steam to be like, we'll throw the kitchen sink at Liverpool here, because they didn't have the ball and they couldn't breathe, and we didn't then do anything stupid where we then start whipping crosses into the box, which then gives them an opportunity to head away and then get them on the other foot. It was a very mature end to the game from Liverpool without it being a boring one either. It was more entertaining than some of the other spells of the game, actually.
Yeah, it was professional. I think the big stat is when you go to Burnley, can you win your aerial duels? Well, Liverpool won 15 and they won 12, and a lot of their 12 was there. Their defenders win them. Like in terms of, like, Vegos didn't win really anything against Van Dijk and Matip. They had like a couple of ones. I thought Van Dijk and Matip, and again we'll speak about this more depth later, I thought our centre half was outstanding. You know, it was bombs away a few times, long throw-ins, corners, free kicks, long balls forward, and Van Dijk just got it. It always felt like the first contact was Van Dijk, and if it wasn't, it was off of Matip and then Fabinho as well. But I've seen lesser Liverpool defenders just wilt, because at some point they play the percentages and say, right, we'll bomb 15 long balls and all we need is one.
Yeah.
We just need one to go our way. We need someone to lose a battle against Vagos or against Barnes or against Rodriguez, and they didn't. And that's the key, is that if you can keep the back door closed like we did pretty much, you'd always think that we're going to get one. Whether, again, it could be a bit of quality, a set play or something, we should always get one. I thought, yeah, thoroughly professional performance. It's easier now in hindsight looking back on it, because in the moment, again, it's 1-0 and the weather's shit and you're thinking, oh. And again, I referenced the Leicester game, felt a bit like this. Liverpool were in complete control. It just that they couldn't get that second one. If they got the second one, we wouldn't have even felt anything. But, like I say, Burnley did nothing of note, even from probably in the second half, to be honest.
Sorry for interrupting your show, but we have our incredible streaming service, Redmen Plus, and we are so proud of the content that we produce. If you like the stuff that we put out for free, please show your support. Join Redmen Plus and get every single episode that we produce directly into your ears in your native podcast app. Just go over to theredmentv.com, sign up, and enjoy even more Redmen content.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Do you remember Alisson having anything to do in the second half? Really?
There's the, well, again, to the point on this, you never know because the amount of offside chances,
yeah,
the feel like Alisson's been called into superhuman, you know, acrobatics, and that's the corner chance I'm thinking of there where he goes through, but it's offside.
He's offside, yeah, it's a good line.
So, yeah, so honest answer is, I find it really hard to unpick what was an actual chance for Burnley and what was... it was offside.
Most of it, in general, most of it was offside. And I'll bring it up in a minute. I'll try and get some players stats for us because, yeah, you're right in referencing the Alisson stuff. But, yeah, it's weird in that it does make you, it makes you more nervous than you need to be, that thing where they let the play run on, because you're right in saying, like, that corner one feels like Alisson was scrambling around his goal and the lad was running, but the flag had gone up, like he was offside. Mm-hmm. And I felt a few times that's what made us a bit more nervous.
There's a super chat here from Neil O'Callaghan with €5. Thank you so much. He says, we were poor but glad to get the 3 points, and I think they had one eye on the Inter game this week. See, I there's nothing to disprove that. My gut feeling on this is that I thought Liverpool were fine. You know, that game, that environment, those, I say literally the environment, you know, the weather conditions and everything that goes against how Liverpool play football and goes very much towards how Burnley play football. There was a comment before which I thought summed up really well. It's like United play better and got a worse result. But this is the thing about Liverpool.
They throw one in, don't they? Maguire switches off.
Our complaint about Liverpool this season is we've been involved in too many great games for the neutrals.
Yep. Yep.
This was a horrible game for everyone involved, but Liverpool won it. I'm not arsed. Now, when you're winning from set pieces, you could argue, well, you've got a bit of luck there, but Liverpool practice set pieces, and Liverpool score more goals from set pieces than anyone else. You know, or at worst, but on a par with Man City, who are also the best in at these kind of things. So we're just going to our Arsenal. We're winning in a kind of way that's absolutely legitimate. It just doesn't feel as sexy or as beautiful. This is title winning form. It's just that because we're not top of the league, we're not thinking of it that way.
Yeah.
We want to see those steamroller teams to feel a bit better about everything, but Man City will be more upset with us winning that way, because they will have looked at that and looked at all the things going on and go, this is a banana peel for Liverpool to slip on, and they haven't. They've just dealt with it.
You're right. I don't think we played badly. I think that's wrong. I think there was in the first half especially, I thought the final ball at times was lacking. But you reference Alisson there about, you know, about the saves and what any pressure we were under. He makes 5 saves, but 3 of them are just long range nothings that he just catches. Yeah. He has the one from James Rodriguez, which is a good save, and then he has one other in the box as well, which again was not spectacular. It was the one when he dived across and cut up and pounded. There was nothing of note really. 5 saves, he didn't have to...
All of his match winning saves all come from offside.
His match winning stuff was when he was sweeper keeping. That's the match winning stuff. You know, his sweeper keeping was outstanding.
We've got one final super chat here before we wrap up on the final whistle show. It's Crossbow with $4.49. Thank you so much. I can't wait for Burnley to go down. I'm so sick of them always playing well against us. And Alisson Becker, what a man, best keeper in the world. Yeah, I'm done with Burnley now. Yeah. It's been good fun. And with the greatest respect to all their fans, who don't, no fan base ever really deserves to go down apart from Man United, Everton, and Leeds.
Leeds, really? You like Leeds,
horrible. Yeah. Leeds are horrible, mate. Horrible, and they always have been horrible. People have forgotten that because they've been away for so long. Everyone hates Leeds, and everyone's meant to hate Leeds. Obviously, Millwall. There's some horrible fan bases, everything down there. But the point is, yeah, fine. Burnley have had the day, and they are going to go down. There's nothing there, particularly if Weghorst is injured now. That's their big hit, literally.
Yeah,
they're in a lot of trouble, right. And they should be, to be fair, because I think it's a positive sign for the league that those type of teams and those type of approaches are gradually sort of being phased out, and they'll rear their head every other season or so, and you might have one or two more, like Allardyce creaming his kecks in a lockdown football season. But yeah, anyway,
even they went down.
Fuck them. Yeah, good. Right, yes, we've got plenty more to come from us. Stay tuned here on YouTube if you are here live with us right now. I'm going to be doing your reactions to this, then Steve will be doing player ratings, and then immediately following that we will be having a good old more in-depth chat after we've had some more of the reaction and what have you from this game over on Redmen Plus, which you can see if you go to the redmentv.com right now. It is there waiting for you. Just click the big join today button, sign up and get the instant match reaction show live stream at about 5:30 this evening, and then yeah, if you want to get there now and skip all those other shows and get involved with the Stuart Downing conversation with all the other brilliant streaming content, you can do. We're on the countdown to Wembley. Perfect time to join Redmen Plus. The Reds playing twice a week, pre-match, post-match. We've got you covered. Got you covered in podcast form, and again, documentaries, features, and interviews galore. It's like Netflix for Liverpool fans. Thank you so much, Steve. That's been an absolute pleasure.
Yeah, man. Appreciate it.
And yeah, Steve, we'll be back with player ratings, and we'll be back with you into the match reaction. We'll see you there soon. Ta-ra.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.